Hi, everyone. I'm Sarah Held, leader of our Presbyterian Women's Group. I pray you are well and navigating this new reality with God's help. Watching the restrictions increase daily to our current shelter-in-place situation has been unsettling and unfamiliar for all of us. Having your daily and weekly calendar erased in one fell swoop leaves one feeling lost and unsure of how to respond. I sure know there's a lot I'm missing right now. I miss gathering together for Sunday worship. It just doesn't feel right to not be in church. And the thought of not being together for several weeks is unprecedented and, quite frankly, very unwelcome. Not to mention the choir had some great music to share with you during Lent. I'm also not particularly fond of this social distancing thing. I get energized by being together with friends and family and sharing life together. Not being with them, including my Presbyterian women friends, my choir friends, is not what I would choose. And yet, I find comfort in knowing that God is in control. Our women's Bible study is going through Sheila Walsh's book, The Shelter of God's Promises. What an appropriate study for these times. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 says it well. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. God keeps his promises, period. What does this mean? It means I don't have to worry or be anxious because my God will supply what I need. He promises to be with me through it all. His love knows no bounds, and he has me in the palm of his hand. So what to do? I've decided to take advantage of the quieter time this Lent season. I'm able to spend more time thinking and reflecting, singing and praying. I love the daily Lent devotional, and I'm taking daily walks to enjoy God's beautiful creation. I also definitely crave the human interaction, so I'm trying to be more intentional about keeping in touch with people, whether by email, phone, text, FaceTime, Zoom, whatever technology I can use to do that. My prayer is that you would feel the depth of God's love and find comfort in his promises. Be encouraged by God's promise in Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Take good care, and may God be with you till we meet again.